Welcome to The Humans We Are. I am your host, Carola. Hello, my dear friends. Welcome to a new episode of this journey that we are embarking on together as humans on this planet. Today, I want to talk about time. Specifically about your perception of the time you have to do what you need to do what you must do, and also to do what you want to do. So what you need to do would be the very basic necessities that you have that you need to fulfill to exist as a human on this planet. This is not a very long list. But you will see that some of us sometimes may get confused about this one. For example, you need to sleep some, right? We are not specifying how long you need to sleep, but you need to sleep. We need to sleep to survive. You need to eat some, right? You need to use some of your time to nourish yourself. You need to go to the bathroom. You need to hydrate. You need to make sure your body's temperature is within a certain range. So you may need to go grab a blanket or a jacket or take off the clothes that you're wearing if it's too hot. In order to cover those bases, there are things that you need to do that will take some time. And these are the things that we will include in this list. Take a moment now to think about what this list looks like for you. And if it's possible for you, I highly recommend and encourage you to write it down. So if you have a notepad or even on your phone where you can take some notes, I highly encourage you to take a moment to write this down. What you must do or what you have to do are all the things that you feel are expected of you, either by your family, by your employer, your spouse, society even, your extended family, your friends, the school where your kids go, all the things that you feel like you have to do. This list can be very long. And there's going to be a lot of variation between people. It's not a clear cut answer to know what goes on these lists for everyone because it's subjective. For example, you have to work a certain amount of hours a day, a week, or a month. You have to make lunch for yourself, for your family. You have to pack some lunches maybe. Or maybe you have to buy groceries, you have to take your kids to school or pick them up, you have to go to church, you have to call your mom, you have to go to the hair salon, to the nail salon, you have to exercise, you have to spend fun time with the kids, you have to volunteer to pick up extra work when it's needed, you have to volunteer for the school fair, or any activities that they have. You have to help a friend or family member when they need it, etc. Take a moment now to think about what this list looks like for you. And again, if you can write it down, even better, because it will really help you see with some distance, with the distance between you and the paper, what you are currently believing that you have to do. The things in this list feel like they are being imposed on you, like you can't choose not to do them because there are some consequences that you expect that are negative, that you want to avoid if you don't do them, right? This is the list of the things that if you could choose freely and no negative consequences would come of it, you would rather not do them. You can pause this before you continue if you want to have more time to write it down. Okay, you're done. Finally, what you want to do are all the things that you would do even if no one else was involved, even if no one else ever heard about it. You would do them for you, not for anyone else. Whether they involve other people's participation or not, you want to do these things for you. Now, the tricky thing about this one, about this list, is that there are some things that could show up in your second list, the list of the things that you quote-unquote have to do, or in this one, the list of the things that you want to do. It's not about the thing or the activity per se. You will see how it's about how you think about the activity. For example, let's take working out. If you think that you should do it, that it's expected of you, that it's the right thing to do, if you want to, quote unquote, human the right way, so to speak, it will show up in your second list, right? Of the things that you have to do. If you really enjoy it, on the other hand, or if you want the benefits of working out for you, if you would do it, even if no one ever knew about it, then it goes on your third list. Make sense? Other examples that go on this list are things that you do just for you, for your own personal benefit and enjoyment. Like, for example, getting a massage, going out with a friend, any hobbies that you have or want to have. Maybe even sleeping more than you are currently sleeping. That could also go on this list. Like, you would really want to sleep longer, but for now you are sleeping, I don't know, let's say 5-6 hours. Other things like journaling or meditating, those things would go on this third list of the things that you want to do. And now take a moment to think about this list too. And again, if it's possible, write it down. Write down what goes on this list for you. One thing that I see very often with my clients is that they feel like they don't have enough time for what they have on their plate, and let alone what they want to do, what they would like to do. And that feels often like it's a faraway dream, having time for themselves. So if you've ever felt like that before, like there's not enough time and that all the minutes in your day are spoken for, the purpose of this episode today is to help you explore that idea so you can figure out if there are any shifts or adjustments that you could use to help you uncover any opportunities to have a more useful and pleasant perception of your time. Because we all have the same amount of time every day, right? The same 24 hours. So we are talking more about how you perceive the time that you have in terms of it being enough for what you need, what you have to do, and what you want to do, or not being enough. Right? Because there's no denying that feeling like you barely have time to do what you need and have to do, it can be very deflating and disempowering. And I don't want that for you. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to think about a typical work or weekday and, using your best guess, estimate the percentage of time that you are allocating to each of the three categories or lists that you created before. What percentage goes to what you need to do? What percentage goes to what you must do? And what percentage goes to what you want to do? And take a moment to jot these percentages down. Don't worry about being precise. We're looking for a general picture here. Notice what your current distribution of your time looks like. What are you using most of your time for? And what comes up when you notice your current distribution? It could be that you use most of your time for what you must do and a little of your time for what you need to do, and maybe even less for what you want to do. This is like a typical distribution. So if yours is similar to what I just described, you're in good company. We are all in the same boat. Now, what's interesting, if you ask me, is that we tend to prioritize what we have to do even above what we need to do, which is interesting because what we need to do is what we actually need to do to exist as a human, right? So we would curb on our sleep, on our lunchtime, on our bathroom breaks, if we need to do things that we think or feel are expected from us. Isn't that interesting? So notice if that resonates for you and if it's true for you too. And do your best to not judge yourself negatively, no matter what you uncover in this part of the exercise. That is not the point of the exercise. This is about bringing awareness to what this distribution of your time looks like. Because what's important to know about where we are is that that distribution is an unconscious distribution. You didn't decide or design it that way intentionally. This is how it's been unintentionally unfolding. Now, here's something that I want for us to focus on. We all have the same 24 hours in a day. That is a fact. That is a hard fact. But how we perceive and use that time, that's entirely up to each one of us. You see, the way we currently use our time shows us what our unconscious priorities are. And sometimes these unconscious priorities don't align with what we truly want or value. Here's a powerful idea that I want to share with you. We all have enough time for everything we consider important. We all have enough time for everything we consider important. Let that sink in for a moment. And let me add a little bit, or maybe elaborate a little bit on that idea to make it even more clear. We all have enough time for everything that we consciously or unconsciously have considered important. If you're feeling like you don't have enough time, it might be because your current time allocation doesn't accurately reflect your true priorities, your intentional priorities. And that, my friend, is an amazing opportunity. Let's look at your percentages again. Are you satisfied with how your time is divided? If you could start from scratch and design this allocation of time to the three different categories, would you choose it the way that you just and if not, if the answer is that you are not satisfied, what would you like to change? Remember, this isn't about judging anything, and let alone yourself, negatively. This is about awareness. Awareness is the first step to making any change. Now, I want to challenge you with a question. What if you already have enough time for everything that's truly important to you? This might seem counterintuitive, especially if you're feeling overwhelmed, but hear me out. Often we fill our must-do list with things that aren't actually essential. They might be expectations we've internalized from others or habits that we've fallen into without questioning them. So here's your opportunity to now take a look intentionally at that list. Here's what I proposed. Take another look at your must-do list. And for each item, ask yourself, is this truly essential? Does this align with my personal values and goals? What would happen if I don't do this, or if I did less of it? This last question is the key one. Because most of us are afraid of potential negative consequences if we don't do those things, or some of them, or as much as we are doing them. So what are you afraid could happen? What negative consequences could come? What have you been trying to avoid, and you have been paying with your precious time to avoid those potential negatives? And how likely are those negative consequences to actually happen? Are the consequences material, or are they more about potential discomfort? Like, none of us has been taught how to tolerate more discomfort. We try to avoid it at all cost. But what if a little discomfort was the only thing separating you from having the time you need for what you really want? Like, for example, let me tell you about a friend of mine. So I have a friend who always felt compelled to volunteer at her kid's school. So she baked, she would go to the outings, she would hang out at sports events, she would do all the things because she felt like it was expected of her because she had always done it. And of course, because she was always volunteering, everyone in the class, like all the other parents and also the teacher, they relied on her. They would be like very relaxed and not very motivated to volunteer themselves because they knew that everyone could rely on her volunteering for all those things. But she was exhausted and she wanted to stop that. What she needed was to build up her capacity to tolerate the discomfort, the tension of not volunteering. And the good thing about this is that although it may feel really difficult at the beginning, it's a skill. And you get better at it, at tolerating the discomfort, and it gets easier the more you practice it. And this may be happening to you at work. So many of us feel like we have to volunteer and go above and beyond what it's our job definition, right? Our description of our responsibilities at work. We think others expect of us, and therefore we expect from ourselves that we will go way beyond our responsibilities. And we think that if we don't, our job security might be at stake, or that maybe we're gonna be passed up for a promotion or anything like that. So see if this resonates for you. See if you have some of those kind of hidden fears that if you don't do all these things that you think that you have to, but that are more like expectations that you have internalized. And see if there's one or two of those things that you can experiment with, maybe not doing them, or maybe doing a little less of. You might be surprised by what you discover. Maybe some of those must-dos aren't as mandatory as you thought. Maybe some could be delegated or done less frequently. And here's the exciting part. Every item you remove from your must-do list frees up time for your want-to-do list. Now, I am not suggesting that you can magically create more hours in the day. Of course, I'm not saying that. But you can choose how to allocate the hours you have. You have the power to prioritize what truly matters to you, intentionally. So, my dear friend, I invite you to experiment with this. Choose one item from your must-do list that you suspect might not be as essential as you thought, or that the consequences of doing less of it or not doing it at all might not be as dire as you have been making them to be in your mind. Try doing it less or not at all and see what happens. And with that freed up time, do something from your want-to-do list, something just for you. Even if it's just lying on your bed, listening to music or to a meditation track or going for a walk. Whatever you want to do, it's your time. You deserve to have time for what truly matters to you. And the truth is, you already have that time. It's just a matter of recognizing it and claiming it. I'd love to hear how this experiment goes for you. Feel free to reach out and share your experiences with me. I'd love to hear that. If you'd like to move more in that direction, I assure you it's life-changing. And if you want some help, I have currently space for one-on-one clients. If you're curious about what that means and how that would look like, I invite you to a free consult that you can book going to carolafuertes.com/consult. In that consult, we will talk about where you are, where you want to go, and what it would look like to go together. But it's a zero pressure conversation. If it makes sense to talk about working together, we will take it from there. And if you're not ready yet to jump on that call, but you want to support this show, I would really appreciate a rating and review. It's always the best way. And of course, helping me spread the word with your friends or your loved ones by sharing this episode with someone who might like it. If you have any comments or feedback about this topic or any other topic or suggestions for new topics that you would like for me to cover on a future episode, you can email me. The address is carola@carolafuertes.com, or you can also DM me on Instagram where I am @FuertesCarola. Okay, until next time, be kind to yourself, take a look at your lists, challenge them, and trust that you are doing great. Remember, you have enough time for what's truly important. Trust yourself to discover what that is. Take care, my friends. See you in the next one.